Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Psychic Reading Sunday with Linus. I hope everybody is doing good. I'm going to try and do my best. I'm going to be honest with everybody. I had bursitis last week, and I got a shot Thursday of cortisone, and that puppy is still aching me. Not as bad, but it's still aching me. And also, Miss Nina in the chat room is a little under the weather as well. So I just want everybody to be patient with us today. We're going to try and do our very best. Not feeling 100%, but we still do our very best to help people out. So you're listening to Psychic Reading Sunday with Linus on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. The chat room is open. Your moderator is Miss Nina, and she's also a psychic Reiki master and the manager of the Essence of Success Radio Network. Okay, I'm sorry, I'm not totally together. I don't even, you know, I would do a prayer. I'm just going to say that, oh, first off, I almost forgot, everybody. I hope you hugged somebody last week and told them that you cared. Okay, I think hopefully we were all doing it. And it made a difference in someone's life. So thank you for those that took that challenge up and gave someone a hug and said, I care. Now, the 21st is the new moon. Don't forget to write that down on your calendars, y'all. New moon is next Sunday. And also write on your calendars the 28th, right after Christmas, the last Sunday of December. I'll be doing predictions for 2015, and I'm inviting you, the listeners and callers, people in the chat room, call in with your predictions. You don't have to be psychic. Whatever you feel that might be coming up next year in the world, the nation, your city, or, you know, maybe changes in your family. You see babies coming, whatever. But anyway, that show will be dedicated to nothing but predictions. They can be funny. They can be humorous. They can be serious. I don't care. Just call it and we'll write it down. And then maybe halfway through next year on the show, we'll start talking about all the predictions and what everybody said, see what's coming to pass. Now, as always, I pray that whatever that is sent to us is sent for the good. And if it is not, it's sent back to the sender, because we only want good stuff coming our way and blessings. And I hope that everybody is being blessed this month. And if your health is good, God bless you. I hope your health is good. A lot of people have been, I know because of the weather changing around the nation, but I hope that everyone is in good health and at least feeling good, okay? At least feeling good. Okay, Infinite Spirit, open the way for huge abundance to come to all of us right now. We are an irresistible magnet for all that belongs to us by divine birthright. I am that I am, so shall it be. And I also ask God, angels, and miracles that everybody that's listening to the show or in the chat room or on the phone, that they enjoy good health through the rest of the year and be blessed with good family and good friend ties, that everything, they'll enjoy the holidays immensely. Okay, well, we're going to begin. Thank you for your patience. And first caller is area code 860. You're on the line with Linus.
Hey, Linus, be faithful.
This is who?
They don't remember me.
You know what? You're garble. I can't hear you. Can you talk clear into the phone? I'm sorry.
Oh, no, it's okay. It's me, Spaceful. You remember me?
Oh, Spaceful. Yeah, yes, yes. Okay, now I can hear you. Yes, how are you doing? Good afternoon.
Well, it's evening here now, but...
Okay.
Well, I have a question. It's a little issue here.
Okay.
It does have to do with, you know, everything I've been asking for, but I was dating this guy twice already. But right now he's not talking, but he owes me my money. So I know it sounds funny, but then it's like, okay, but like what in the world is going on with him? I kind of feel like I don't really care much for him because in a way I do feel some type of way, but like, why can't you just get my money back? Like, you say you're going to borrow it, but it's a long story.
Now, Spaceful,
yeah.
I'm going to tell you, don't do that anymore. If you lend money out, you lend it that you know you're going to get it returned. Otherwise, you're just giving it to the person.
You know why?
Okay.
I gave it to him? Because I left the rented, like, 3 rented DVDs at his place by accident. So that day that I dated him, that's why I trusted him. I was thinking maybe, you know, I could, like, show him that, you know, I could be, like, somebody that, you know, I don't know. That's why.
Here,
I did it.
Friend.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, give me his first name and let me concentrate on him and see what's going on with this guy. Tell
well,
me.
Well, his name is.
Just his first name. Don't give me his whole name.
Okay. His well, I think everyone calls him Dion, but his name is Kefiris.
But what you call him Dion, though, right?
Yeah, I usually call him Dion. Yeah.
Okay. Let's leave it there. Okay. He's had some back problems. Let's see. Oh, he wants to pay you back, but in small increments. Small increments, not for what you lent him. He's kind of confused right now. He likes you, but he's confused. He's not messing around. I mean, I don't see him like, you know what I mean, player or something like that. He's not that kind of individual, but he's confused about something. Was he sure about how he wanted to live his life, or was he doubting himself? I see him a little confused. I'm not picking up that he's a bad person, but it's like he's confused.
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, I know I'm doing, like, the casual dating. So it's
I'm going to be honest with you. I see that I don't think he's committed yet to the lifestyle. I think he's wavering. That's what I'm picking up. Like, he's not for sure. It's like a yes and a no. So to me, that's wavering. Like, he's not committed yet. But I do see him paying you in increments. He will give you your money back. That's what I'm picking up now. That's what I'm picking up, Spaceful. He's confused right now, babe. He's just confused about the lifestyle, whether he wants to be in the lifestyle or not. Okay, and he does appreciate you helping me. He's not being a butthole. He'll get the money. But like I say, expect your payment. You know, like this week you might get $40, and maybe the end of the month he might give you $25. You know what I'm saying? Like that.
Yeah.
Like that.
I haven't, like, he's not very communicative with me, though. The last time I heard from him, I told him happy birthday. It was on the 9th, but that was the last time I heard from him. But he hasn't really, like, got a hold of me. Yeah.
Spaceful, who's George? I'm picking up a man named George. Who's that? Is that a friend of yours or someone that's interested in you?
Oh,
you know
I don't
who George
know.
Is? And it's not it's not spelled like American George. It's spelled J, like Spanish. J, I see the letters. J-O-R-G-E. but you pronounce it George. But that's George in Spanish, like Latino. But he's coming up strong, so you don't know anybody by that name?
Is it more like Jose, kind of?
Yeah, Jose is Spanish. Well, I'm picking up George in the Latino, so evidently this guy is somewhere around you. He's interested in you, too, just to let you know. That's why I picked it up. The angels are telling me that this George likes you.
Yeah, I'm
I don't know if you like him, but it could be one-sided, but he is interested in you.
Well, I am talking to one guy. He's Hispanic, but his name is Jose. And but I'm also talking to another guy, too. So I've been talking to the other guy since August.
Okay, well, just put that name, you know, write it down or put it in the back of your mind, you know, if you come across, because I didn't see Jose, although that's J-O-S-E, but, or H-O-S-E-A. Yeah, no, this was with J. So just think about that. If you, you know, out and about and around or enjoying yourself during the holidays and a George with a J comes up talking to you, and he's a nice-looking guy. He is Latino. They're showing me now. He's a nice-looking guy. He's tall, slender, a little bit on the slender side, but he's tall. Okay? And that should be soon. You should be seeing him before the end of this month, before New Year's. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but please listen to me. Don't loan your money out unless you know you're going to get it back. Okay? You're a good person, Spatial. I don't want you to get used, baby. I know your heart is good. I don't want you to get used. So you know for sure that person's going to give you back the money, then fine. If not, just say Merry Christmas.
All right.
Okay. Thank you for calling, love, and you have a wonderful week and a good holiday, okay?
You too. I really appreciate your insight.
Oh, you're welcome. Always a joy to hear from you, Spatial. All right.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Area code 951, you're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, my name's Lori. Thank you for taking my call.
Well, good afternoon, Lori. Well, let me see. I'm on the West Coast. I'll just say, hi, Lori. How are you doing?
Thank you. You too. Hope you feel better.
Oh, me too, babe. Me too. I will. Thank you.
Do you do like a little general or anything, or just like anything around love or around the holidays?
Well, okay, that's better. I can do general, but it's better that I have a focal point. So when I go to the angels and I match my spirit to yours, they're on this one question.
Look.
So they're not scattered, and I don't want to scatter an answer. I'd rather tell you whatever that you asked me about and focus on that point. So you want your love life or job, career, what would you like, my dear?
Love, I guess.
Okay. Simpson. Ooh. S-I-M-P-S-O-N came right up. Simpson. I don't know who that is. Okay. The angels told me to tell you, quit mistreating this round, short guy. I don't know, he works your last nerve, but they're showing me he's short and round. He almost looks like, if you ever watch Batman, you see, remember the character, the Penguin? Okay, that's what
like
this guy kind of reminds you of, yeah. And it's like he gets on your nerves, and you're like, get out of here, leave me alone, you know. He's, I don't want to say a suck up. He's just kind of glad to be around you. He likes being around you. You're popular. You're good looking. You know what I mean? He likes being around you. But you're steadily telling, look, find you some business. Get away from me. So anyway, they're just saying, don't treat him too bad. Okay. You're a good person. Okay. Now, your love, Andre Simpson. Wow. I don't normally get a whole name. Andre Simpson. I hope you're writing this down. This man is around you. He's near you. You two haven't met. You're going to meet. so you haven't crossed paths yet. You're going to meet at a party, and it looks they're showing me it's a house party. Very nice house. This house almost looks like a mansion. You're invited. Oh, he's in the entertainment business. Well, well, well. Anyway, you're going to be invited to this party, and I want you to write this down. This house is a mansion. It's just absolutely gorgeous on the outside. Looks like two Christmas trees on each side of the front door with all the decorations. But you're invited with a girlfriend. I think you and a girlfriend go. And okay. There's a couple there that you know. I'm sorry?
I said, really?
Yeah, and there's a couple there that you or either your girlfriend knows. But anyway, this Andre Simpson is there. As you go through the party, I'm just going to say try and seek him out. Is there somebody here named Simpson? Or, you know, don't say it loud. You know, you could just be talking over hors d'oeuvres or something or having a sippy poo. And, you know, you're like, is there, you know, somebody named Simpson here? Something like that. When they show you who he is, he's a damn good-looking man. Zero in. Zero in. That's you, girlfriend. Andre Simpson is you.
That would be nice.
Yeah,
really
it is. It is. That's why I want you to write his name down, because they're showing me very clearly his name down and where you're going to meet him at. So it's coming up. And
I like that name.
It's coming up
that's
pretty
good.
Quick. It's not going to be that long. Huh?
I said that name's pretty, Andre.
Yeah, well, he's a good-looking fellow. He's a good-looking fellow. So you'll meet this guy, like I said, at the party. And the party that you go to is at the mansion. That's where you're going to meet him, so remember that. As you enjoy the holidays, when you guys get to that place, you're like, this is a place where I'm going to meet that guy. Yes, it is. Okay. Yeah. You have a good
great.
Holiday. Yeah.
You too.
By the way,
you.
On New Year's, I'm sorry, on New Year's, please be careful. You're fertile right now. Do you understand what I'm telling you? Please be careful. Use your protection. Because
okay.
I see you on New Year's Eve like, yay! 9 months later, no!
Okay.
So you're going to have a good New Year's, but just, you know, be careful, darling.
All righty.
Okay. Have a wonderful
thanks.
Week.
You
you're
too.
Most
God
welcome.
Bless you.
God bless you, too. Thanks for calling. Okay. Area code 229, you're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. This is Melvin.
Hi, Melvin. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. A little stressed, but I'm doing okay. I did go to the bank, and the lady did put money back on my account, but she didn't put enough. So I'm stressing out about my rent.
Oh, no. Yeah, I told you it was a bank error. That's what the angel showed me. Well, I'm glad you got – sorry you didn't get all your money back. What was the reason that they held some back? Because it was their error.
She said that I withdrew some money that I didn't have and I was in the negative. I'm like, well, why – I didn't sign up for this when I took out a bank account, you know, opened my account. I didn't sign up for this. They saying that, you know, if I didn't have any money in the bank and I use my card, that they'll still loan me up some money. I said, well, I don't want that because I have to pay my rent. And now I'm
okay, yes, Melvin, they do that. If you don't reconcile your assets and liabilities or even just in your bank book, even though you may use your card, and they give you the money, the bank wants that money back. They just what they did is keep your account from bouncing. You know, so they put the money in, but then they'll turn around and put a, not only will you have to pay the money back, because it bounced, they also charge you for that overdraft charge. Unless some banks they have, you can sign up. I don't know, I know BOA, which is Bank of America, I think it's $50 for overdraft charge, and then it's never on your account, but they do want their money back. Yep, and to be honest, I'm not trying to hurt your feelings. It's your fault that you didn't keep up with your bank account. You know what I mean? What you had and didn't.
Yeah, that's what they said. That's what
it is.
What they
I know that sounds cold and harsh, and I don't mean to be, but so is business. So is the life of banking, you know.
Now, now I need a Christmas miracle to get $200 by tomorrow. That's what I for my rent. And I don't know. But
I see a young man that might could help you. I see a young man that might would help you with $100. Yeah. This is a young man. Maybe a relative? A relative, son, or nephew or something? But I see that they would help you with $100, not $2. But they'll give you $100. Yeah.
Probably my son. Which
okay,
I haven't heard from him in a while. He don't know how to call me anymore.
Okay, well, like I said, a relative, son or maybe a nephew, whatever. Melvin, can you talk to the people and just explain to them that you'll make, I don't know, because renters nowadays, boy, I tell you.
Businesses
now,
talk.
They want their money. It don't matter who.
Something wrong with her.
Oh, well.
Something's going to happen between now and tomorrow.
Melvin, what I would tell you is to pray for a miracle. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
I pray for miracles every day in people's lives. But pray for a miracle that you will receive the $200. And however that God leads you, listen to him, because God talks to us every day. Just listen to where you're led to, whether it's to call, like I said, a relative or a friend. Then do that, because he's showing you that they will help you with help you with your rent. Okay? And also, do me a favor, Melvin, get you a ledger. Get your ledger and write down what you have in the bank, and then when you spend, write that down, love. Even if it's like $15, you ran to the store, write that down so that you can keep abreast of your balance as you go through.
Right.
For your own. This is for your own, like CYA. You know what I mean? CYA, cover your butt.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wanted to ask a question.
Okay. Come on, Melvin.
I met this young lady at Oh My Job.
Uh-huh.
Her name is Ashley. Is there anything, is she interested in me, or is this some woman I need to stay away from, or what's going on with her? I know she told me she was a Gemini.
The angels are telling me not for you, period.
Wow.
That's all they said, not for you, period. And I mean, I'm seeing this whole sentence, and the period is a big black dot. It's not like a normal period. So that tells me, no. But they're just telling me, not for you. Mm-hmm. So just keep on looking, brother. Keep your applications alive.
I will. Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome, Melvin.
Like she got some kind of mental problem. I don't know. She just ain't weird. I can't read her
right.
Good
God, Melvin. No wonder the angels are saying, not for you. Jesus. Melvin.
That's what, something wrong with her, like she takes medication or something, I don't know. But that's what I'm feeling,
As the angels have said, not for you. You just further validated that with your last sentence. Melvin, I got to move on. But take care of your business and do pray for a miracle. God answers prayers.
Okay.
Believe that.
It will happen.
All right.
Thank you,
man. You're welcome. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Area code, let's see. Area code 443. You're on the line with Lennis. Who's this?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. My name's Felicia from Maryland.
Alicia or Alicia?
Alicia with an S.
Oh, Felicia, there we go. Okay, hi, Felicia, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing okay. What can I help you with, young lady?
I wanted to see what you see with the guy named Kenneth between me and him.
Okay, just stop. Don't tell me anymore. Let me tell you. Okay. I'm getting confusion around this man. Okay, now I'm getting it. The angel said he's the type of person that throws a rock and hides his hand. He's sneaky. And he knows that when he does things, it's not above board and correct. He doesn't really care. It kind of just rolls off him like water. Does Kenneth deal in black arts, dark arts? I'm seeing something I shouldn't be seeing about this man. Does he deal in darkness? I said,
no.
does he deal in darkness, like black candles and stuff like that?
No.
Are you sure? Okay, because I'm picking up on this real strong, and I don't like what I'm feeling. Okay. Okay, Felicia, I'm just going to tell you, be careful around this man. Okay? Just be careful
okay.
around him. Do me a favor. Do you know what sea salt is? Have you ever heard of sea salt? It's in the store next to iodized salt. But do you know
what
sea salt? Oh, you do? Mm-hmm. Put a little bit in a container and keep it in your pocket at all times when you're around this man. Okay?
Okay.
All right. All right. Okay, that's all I see.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome, Felicia. Have a good week. And
you too.
Take care of love. Okay. Area code 914. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Ms. Linus. This is Christine.
Hi, Christine. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Terrific.
Oh,
at least
good.
I'm getting there.
Good,
sure. Yes, ma'am. And what can I do for you today, Ms. Christine?
Well, I was just wondering if you could tell me whatever the angels would like to let me know about my current situation with my love. I actually followed your advice, and I did what you told me. So
okay, I don't remember.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Was it good? Did it help you? Did it help?
Well, I'm not sure, actually. That's what I wanted to ask.
Oh, is it dealing with a guy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Christine, what's his name? Again, just the first name.
Carmelo.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what happened? You two, okay. Ask me the question. Yes. What happened to you and Carmelo?
Well, I haven't heard from him, but I'm just wondering if you pick up anything or if the angels would like me to know anything.
Oh, yes. Again, I'm seeing June. They're showing me June when you two connect.
June?
Okay, let me see. They're showing me that now, June. He's backing up for some reason in his life. I don't know what's going on, but I see him. His hands are in front of his face, and he's backing up. He's just going steps backwards. You may hear from him before the end of the month. I'm going to be honest with you. But it's flaky. It's not for real. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's not trueness. It's almost like it's not using you, but it's flaky. He's not. It's like, okay, I'll take you out. We'll go out for dinner or something after Christmas. But he's being flaky. He's not going to show up. You know, in that
mm-hmm.
way, flakiness, yeah. Not consistent, like, okay, you know that he's going to be there to pick you up at 8 o'clock. Cool, let's go eat. Christian, I'm not picking up. you, like I said, you may hear from him before this, but right away when you start talking, the angels were showing me June of next year. You know, he's going through something. He's got to get himself together, right? Yep, 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 yep.
Okay, because I mean, the fact that you said that you see him backing off kind of makes me a little bit, I don't know, confused, because I just mailed the letter. I had written him a letter. And good. Yeah.
Yes, that's okay. Honey, don't worry about this. This man is not, it's nothing to do with you, Christine. You're just, you're making yourself comfortable. That's why I told you to write the letter. You're clearing enclosure in your life for him. He has got to deal with himself. Like, you know, I'll put it like this. Quit lying to myself. I know that I'm a good person. I know that I can be a good boyfriend. I know I can do good in my career and all this. But instead, he's kind of playing games with himself because he's not true to himself right now. It's like, how can he love you if he don't love himself?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that's mm-hmm. what I was telling you. You do what's right that gives you peace and harmony in your life. He'll know this and he respects it, but still, he's got to get himself right.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah, so that's a, you know, he'll, of course he's going to come back. He knows you're a good woman. He's going to come back, but when he comes back, it better be right. Don't come back to use me and bruise me and break my heart again. Come back because this is really what you want. You want me. You want to be with me.
Right. I've just been having so much anxiety. I mean, just the thought about the letter. I mean, it's such a huge deal for me because I haven't ever written him before, and I just don't know how he's going to react to it. I'm kind of scared to find out.
No, that's okay. You did good. Dude, you stop it, Christine. You did good. You did good, honey. Don't think what you did was bad. That was good for you and him.
But is that,
it's
is that
a healing for you, and it's for him to, like, look, you have a woman over here that really cares about you. But maybe you feel like you want to be over there, then okay. But you were honest about how you felt and what it did to you, you know, and what you're looking for. So, no, you did good. Pat yourself on the back. Stop it.
I'm just saying that because I feel like you're saying that you see him backing off. Is that because of the letter?
It's him, Christine.
Okay.
It's him.
Okay.
It has nothing to do with the letter. It's him as a human being. He needs to get it together within himself.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't take that burden on. Feel good about yourself. I wrote him a letter now. He knows how I feel. If he's interested, he'll be back. If not, oh well. At least I feel good about me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Don't just focus on him. I want you to focus on other things. Let me tell you. Christine, if things are meant to be in our lives, it will happen. Do you believe that?
Yes, I do.
Okay, then. If it's meant to be, he'll be back in the meantime. Focus on something else. You're a good person. You know, I want you to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't the only guy in the world. Come on, woman. When God made one, he did two. So, yeah. Yeah. So...
Okay,
so you'll be okay, honey. You did good. Just be proud of yourself that you express
okay.
yourself, and it's not a burden on you. It's up to him. He'll get there. He will get
okay.
there for himself, I hope, you know, yeah. Okay, well, thank you for calling,
yes.
Christine. Love you dearly.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Love you,
all
too.
All right.
God bless.
God bless. Okay. Oh, Jesus. Hold on, 857. I need to do an announcement. I realize it was in the half of the hour. You're listening to Psychic Reading Sunday with your girl, Lennis, on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. And the chat room is open. Your moderator is Miss Nina. She's in there to assist. Thank you. Thank you, Miss Nina. Okay. Now, we'll go ahead and continue. Area code 857. You're on the line with Lennis. Who's this? Okay, that's all right. You can listen to the show. That's all right. Okay, area code 708. You're on the line with Lennis. Who's this?
Hello, hi, this is Delphine.
I'm sorry, say your name again.
Delphine.
Hi, Delphine. How are you doing today, young lady?
I'm fine.
All right. What can I help you with?
Well, I was wondering, like, what do you see as far as my love life in 2015?
Okay. Ooh, you're going to meet a lover in January. Girl, you better be careful, because I see this man, okay, I got to put this so it doesn't sound vulgar. You know what de-whipped is, Delphine? Do you know what de-whipped is? Okay, there's a guy coming in January that's going to do that to you. So I'm going to tell you right now, please be careful. It's not a bad thing, but, you know. But as you were talking about your love life, they showed me, said this man's coming in January that's just going, woohoo. Okay, so let me look to see if this is a man of substance and not just sexual. McAfee. Ooh, that's different. That makes me think of an internet safety thing. I'm getting the name McAfee. McAfee. Why am I saying that? McAfee. Huh. Okay. Just write that down. I got that name McAfee. I don't know. Ah, first name Donald. Donald McAfee. Do you know anybody with a name like that or close to that? Donald McAfee. Okay, well, write it down. Write it down. oh, my God, I want to laugh. Why do the angels keep coming back to this guy in January? Now they're telling me his name is Johnson, but I can hear my angels laughing. They're just cracking up laughing because Johnson could mean other things. Okay, I don't know why they're laughing so. What is it about this guy in January?
Because I met him 2 weeks ago.
He's a comedian. I'm sorry, go ahead, Delphine.
I met somebody 2 weeks ago, and it didn't work out. His name was Lewis, but I don't know.
No. This is not him. I guess in January, you're going to have a lot of fun. Well, write down the name Johnson, because like I said, the angel showed me that, but they're cracking up laughing. It's funny to them. So I don't know. And then I got comedian. This guy is funny. He makes you laugh. I don't know. Well, I'm not getting a clear picture of this gentleman. All I know is that he's a good lover. He makes you laugh, this guy in January, and I got the name Johnson. Now, Donald McAfee that I saw, this man is intelligent. He's got it going on. He's been with a business for 10 years. He's got tenure there. He's active in the church, almost like he's a deacon or he's an usher. He doesn't believe in drama or a bunch of mess. He believes in a woman coming correct, and so shall it be. He will as well. You're going to meet him just prior to Valentine's Day, and he's going to expect you to be as honest with him as he is with you. But he'll be honest with you. Whatever you ask him, whether it's about ex or children or his family, he will tell you the truth. And he expects the same from you. But if he doesn't get that from you, I'll tell you, he walks faster than the wind blowing past your face.
That's
so I'm going to say that this Donald guy is your opportunity for the man that you're looking for in your life. But if you don't come correct, he'll be gone so quick. It's like a missed opportunity.
Okay,
so just remember that and the guy's name. But and the one in January, just take that as for fun. For fun, but remain objective, because he's going to be a very good lover for you. But just remain objective. Don't look for him, this is the man that I need to be with for the rest of my life. No, honey, he's a piece of ass, and keep a pushing, okay?
Oh, yes.
Yes, but the other guy, he's a very upstanding man, a good man. So, yeah, that's the one you want to watch out for. So I guess in essence, I'm telling you, in January, have fun. But in February, before Valentine, you're going to meet the man that will fulfill you, not only the void, but your better half. You know what I mean? Both of you come together
right.
as one. Yeah. So just remember, be okay. honest with him. Tell him the truth when you talk, because I'm not kidding. This guy don't play. He is an excellent catch, but if he thinks you're lying to him or putting on a front, he's gone.
Okay.
Kind of a no-nonsense individual, in other words, okay?
Right.
Yeah, but if you get with him, hey, you two will be together. You'll be together forever. This will be your long-term relationship, so that's what I'm telling you. Don't miss this opportunity with this guy. Be ready. You know, it's like the women in the Bible. Make sure your oil is in the lamp, because you know not when he's going to show up.
Okay.
All right, all right. So I wish you the best, Delphine. Enjoy the holidays, and I know you'll enjoy the beginning of the year. Just remain objective, girl. Don't get de-whipped.
Oh, all right.
Okay, have a good one. Thank you for calling, and God bless you. Okay, area code 708, you're on the line with Linus. Who's this? I'm sorry. Well, yes. 708? Nope, that was Delphine. 862, that's I want. I'm so sorry.
Hi,
Linus. Area
code
862.
Hi, Linus.
And who's this?
How are you? This is Jackie.
Fine. Hi, Jackie.
Hi.
How you doing? Oh, Jackie, what's going on?
Yeah.
I felt that in my heart. What's going on, babe? My heart is
trying to absorb some information that I just happened upon today. It was just like I got an unction to go check, and I checked, and I saw a decision that's been over a month going, and I'm just trying to absorb it and figure out where I go from here.
Did you catch somebody messing up on you?
I caught my siblings pulling the trick.
Oh, God, because my heart is hurting right now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait a minute. God, please. Heavenly Father, please lift this off of Jackie. In the name of that Son, I plead the blood of Jesus. Thank you, God. Okay, I had to pray. Okay, what's your question, honey? I'm so sorry. What's your question?
I've just been dealing with a lot of deceitful people. And I'm moving forward and remaining confident. You know, I need a miracle to just stop them. I have every right. I'm not sure if there's other things that they're doing to try to either distract me or, you know, just keep me lost with a lot of undermining. Now, I'm talking about my family.
I know. Jackie, I'm going to do something
mm-hmm.
right now that I don't normally do while I'm on the show. I want you to take a deep breath. I want you to blow it out. And I want you to feel free. Let me do this. God, we are asking for Jackie's highest guides to remove the wicked, the angry, the evil, loathing negativities from Jackie. Of all known and unknown entities, God, spirits, God, past life spirits, present day spirits, future life spirit from all dimension of time and space, God, I ask that you give Jackie peace, not only that her eyes may see and her ears may hear, but I ask you, God, to give her peace and move all this away from around her. This is tearing down her being. This is tearing down her spirit, God. She wants to love and do the best that she can. But I ask you, God, to remove these entities and spirits and so forth away from her now. And I plead the blood of Jesus over it. And, God, I thank you. I am that I am that Jackie is now free from some of those entities. All right. I'm here, Jackie. I just had to pray for you. You got me so close to crying. Ooh. I know
the battle's
you hurt,
come to make us stronger.
I know, but you got me crying because I can feel that hurt. I can feel your hurt. It's just, forgive me. I don't mean to cry. I just needed to pray right quick for you.
Thank you.
Wow. Jackie, go to my website. I'm not going to do your reading. Not right now. We'll talk. We'll talk and pray.
Mm-hmm.
On my website, send me a note. It's a contact on there. And remind me who you are, because I deal with so many people sometimes, I forget. Just say Jackie that was having a family problem. And leave your phone number, and I'm going to call you later, okay?
Okay. What's your website?
Okay. The Essence, I'm so sorry. The Essence of Success.com. Let me get this. It's all together. TheEssenceOfSuccess.com. And where you see the contact thing, yeah, write me a note. And I'll go in there and check
Thank
out
the
show, okay? You're welcome.
Thank you, hon. Appreciate it. You keep me on just to listen.
Well, I'm going to help you, okay? And God bless you. And know that
Thank
I love you.
You.
Nobody else
Thank
told
you
me that. I love you. Okay.
Thank you, Linus. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, next caller, area code 484. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hey, Linus. It's me, Tonette. Hey, I knew I was coming up. I knew it. I said, I'm next, and I'm going to cheer you up, so I'm here. Hey.
All right, Tonette, talk to
yes.
me, woman.
Yay, I knew it. Like, when you were talking to her, I knew that I was next. See, that's that psychic ability of me. I said, oh, man, I'm next. I'm gonna cheer Lettuce up. I'm going to rattle the train. Lettuce, you know. Okay, so here's the deal. Here's what's going on. You give me the 411. You let me know what's up.
Okay.
Okay, I texted Dan. I told him it's time for me to say goodbye, blah, blah, blah. That was like maybe a few days ago, like 4 or 5 days ago. Still playing the online dice game with me. He ain't texting me. I ain't texting him. Everything's been quiet, but he's still keeping the contact with the online dice game he plays a couple times with me. Now, I did reach out and call another psychic show about maybe 2-3 days ago, and he told me, listen to this, this is going to flip the script. He told me that Dan and his stepdad get into a big, huge fight December 28th, and Dan gets thrown out. Like, he's been told, you get out. Then I was told Dan contacts me sometime between December 28th and the 31st, and he comes to my door with his junk. And then we're together for New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. What's the 411? What's happening here? Is this true?
Ooh. But you know what, Tonetta? I don't want him to come to you out of because you're vulnerable or desperation. I want him to come to you because he loves you and he cares about you, not because he got kicked out. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
that's
I
not
know,
you.
But like, what
it's got to be whole.
I know, but what are you feeling? Like, since I told him goodbye,
oh, okay.
Is he thinking that this is a joke? What's he doing right now? Because, you know, I'm not texting him no more. I'm done.
No, he doesn't believe you mean it. He thinks she's still
I know,
still
he thinks I'm
yeah,
just being drama.
You're done.
Yeah. He's like, she ain't going nowhere. She's sitting there by the phone waiting for me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No, but I will tell you this. I agree with the other psychics. He is going to come around at the end of the year, at the end of the December. He is.
Well, you
but
know,
if he doesn't
correct. It's one of the readers that is on Blog Talk. I think his name is Mr. Knight, K-N-I-G-H-T. His first name begins with the letter A. He has a show on Blog Talk Radio. He is a professional psychic. He is the one that told me that Dan gets into a fight with the stepdad, and it's a big, bad one. It's World War 400, and the stepdad just says, you got to get out of here. Get out. So then Dan somehow contacts me. It's going to be a very quick, rushed move. But, I mean, I need to know. I need to know, Lennis. Is this true, fake, what?
Well.
Because I know you said that he was going to move in right
before Thanksgiving. You two have a unique relationship, I'll tell you.
Oh. Well,
love you dearly,
said,
but you two got a unique.
I know.
You're almost like brothers and sisters playing back and forth with each other.
Listen, Lennis, you said he was going to move in right before Thanksgiving. Now, this dude's saying he's moving in right after Christmas. Now, what the heck?
Because you can change every day. You can change.
Well, yeah.
You can have a thought to accomplish something by Wednesday,
well,
but maybe Wednesday it doesn't
he's
happen.
He's very manic. He's very manic. That's what we're dealing with. He's manic.
Like I said, if he doesn't come to your house to be with you, he's just coming because it's somewhere for him to stay. That's up to you, Tonetta. That ain't the right way. If he comes, he should come because he loves you and want to be with you.
Right.
And not coming like, oh, well, I know I can stay over here because I got kicked out over here.
Well, Lennis,
you know,
what are you
that's
doing
like
this
using a person.
Do? I know, Lennis, what's he thinking in his head right now? I mean, what's he going to do here with me?
I told you. It's a back and forth with you two. You're
well,
like,
I told him
you're like,
well, I told him goodbye, so now what?
Yeah, well, he don't believe you. He doesn't believe it. He
so
just thinks you're mad right. He thinks you're mad with him right now, Tonetta. That's all. And he figures you'll get over it in a few days.
So when's
that's
he going to message
that's
me?
That's what he thinks.
Well, what's he going to do here?
I don't know. To be honest with you, I really don't know. But I know as far as when you ask me what is he thinking, he just thinks that you're mad right now. You'll get over it in a few days. You two will be back talking.
Now you,
you know,
do
you're
see
his
him
escape
moving?
Clause. Huh?
You do
he's
see
your,
him moving here.
I'll just say it's a possibility. It's a possibility.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm saying a possibility because I don't see it as being right. Okay,
I
it's
know.
One thing when you do things the right way, right is right and wrong is wrong. Okay, we all know that. Okay, so if you don't come in the right way to you, then it must be wrong, right? You know, can I stay there? You know, I done got kicked out. Really? You're not coming here because you love me, because you want to be with me, because you cherish me as a human being? You're just coming here as a shelter? Then I need to charge you rent. This is what this is.
Lennis, what happens after he moves his junk here at the end of December? What happens then, Lennis?
I don't know. What? I'm telling you, I'm not picking up anything on him. It's a possibility. It could go either way. Yeah, that's it, babe. It just could go either way.
Wow. I'll tell
when you
ya.
Two get tired of playing house, you'll make a decision. You
well,
too.
I tried to tell him goodbye, and then I was told all this, that he's going to be coming here. Well, I told him goodbye.
Go by what you feel, Tonetta. I'm telling you, don't let you be, don't become an escape plan for him. And don't be a doormat either. You're a good woman. In fact,
I
to
know.
Be honest with you, I'd start looking for somebody else. This guy is wavering, so... Up to you.
Right, we want the right man, Lennis. We want the right man.
Yes. Well, complete this program with Dan, and the right man will come along. You know,
right.
Sometimes you got to close the door with other people in order to open the next door. But if you still
right.
got baggage and drama in the back,
but
nothing
see, the
is going to succeed.
I told him. Right, the thing is, I told him goodbye, and the other psychic said, that don't mean Jack, because he's going to be contacting you soon right after Christmas saying that he needs to move in. So me saying goodbye, you ain't getting rid of the problem.
A man knows when you mean no, okay? Very clearly,
right.
When a woman says no, a man knows, and he also knows when you don't really mean it, that you're hoping that he comes back.
Lennis,
okay.
Just pray for me. That's all.
I will, Tonetta. I got you down on the prayer list, girlfriend.
All right, and I will update you. I'll let you know, Lennis, what's going on.
Okay. Well, you enjoy your week and keep that smile on your face, okay?
Oh, I will. You take care.
Okay, thank you. God bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, 708.
Hey.
Who's this?
Honeybee.
Oh, Honeybee. Girl, I got you earlier. You didn't want to talk, huh?
No, that wasn't me. That was the other girl from 708 that you did the reading for, because I spoke up and you didn't hear me. So it wasn't me, but it was a lot of
708. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Well, how are you doing today, Honeybee?
I'm neutral. I got no complaints, really.
Oh, okay, okay.
Okay.
What can I do?
Tell me what you see strongest. Is it career or love? So this is kind of a freestyle. So whatever you see, I want to hear it, because I'm having problems in every direction. So.
You carry a big stick, and then you break it down and beat everybody with them little pieces. I'm serious. That's what they're showing me. You're almost like a shepherd. You're standing there, and you've got this big staff that you're holding on, and you're looking at people like, don't mess with me. Don't you see this big staff? Don't mess with me. And then if they do, it's like, okay, I'm going to have to break this down. I got to break it down now.
Yep.
That's what I'm seeing. Okay. This is kind of cute. Let's see. Career wise, why am I seeing red? Wow.
Because I'm angry.
Are you going through some? I'm getting the color red real strong. You're going through some changes on your job. What is it? People that you work with or money, promotion?
Both, but I might not get the promotion. Do you want the details or you want to read them?
Oh, you know what? Because you're outspoken.
Yeah, finally.
Because you're outspoken. Yep. Good for you. Hey, speak your truth. So you speak your truth. Wait a minute. Let me go back to the job. Ooh, why are they showing me that you're kicking ass and taking numbers? Honeybee, what are you doing?
I have been bullied at this job for the past year. They won't let me transfer out. They'll sabotage my opportunities. And I told them, like, look, if you don't follow my guidelines, I'm going to have to leave. So they found somebody to take over my really, really strenuous job because I hurt my back on the job.
Yeah.
And then they put me in another position with strenuous activity under the people that I just had to report last week for being unfair and sabotaging and bribing and lying and making false reports. So when I did that, everybody else at the job followed suit and started complaining about the same people. So,
See, that explains. Okay. Well, honey, God bless you. You came into your own and said no more. Good for you. Stand up for yourself. Good for you. Okay, let's see what's going on now where you're at this new position. Well, you're kind of happy. Yeah, I see you're kind of happy, but it's still not pleasing you.
Nope.
You know what? Are you guys doing a class action suit? Are you all getting together doing a...
The first three people to complain were black. So I'm thinking that they're going to pull the race card. I wouldn't do that, but they might.
You know what? Let me give you some inside information.
Okay.
Your bosses are actually scared of you.
Of course.
Yep. They're actually scared of you. And they're in the office. I can see them sitting around a table, Honeybee, and they're trying to figure out what can they do to get you back. So what I'm going to tell you is if you can get an attorney. But you guys, this class action suit, you will all win. I know you're not doing it for money. You're doing it for things to change within that company. Their system to change and how you're treated. So it's not really about the money. It's that they need to change your policy. And definitely their mission statement, because that's a joke. So, they're scared. They're scared because they know that you guys are valid in what you're saying. which is kudos for you.
But the people that are afraid of us are separating us. Like, I work for a different department. These people who are scared of me snatch me out of that department and put themselves over me in a whole new position I didn't even apply for. So they're domineering and taking control over me so that we won't form as a group against them.
Right. It was just a panacea.
Mm-hmm.
You know that when they moved you over to get you out of the other department so you wouldn't be a troublemaker.
Right.
So they move you.
Right.
Yeah. So you know that. I'm going to tell you what I'm seeing right now. The angels are saying, stand your ground. Stand your ground. You know that you're right.
Okay.
And they know it too. That's probably why they showed me that they're sitting around a table scared, trying to figure out what to do.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to say this again. Bring a class action suit.
Okay.
You can get five
of
you together.
The CEO is a lawyer.
I don't care if he is a lawyer. If you're wrong, you're wrong.
Right.
Yeah, you're wrong. I mean, it doesn't have to be something all in the newspaper and blah, blah, blah. No,
right.
Big thing. It can be. It can still be a class action suit if it's only five of you. But
right.
The suit you want to put in there is how they are treating you and the policies that they have in there.
Right.
That's what you want changing on, because they're going to call you in the office. I'm going to tell you, honeybee, they're going to call you in the office and ask you and talk to you about, well, what do you think about this? Why do you feel this way or blah, blah, blah? And say, well, you know, you need to let me sit down and we need to go over your rules and regulations and your policy, your mission statement, you know, about how you're treating people. We're not out here to take your money. That's not what the suit is about. We want changes
right.
within the company. Yeah. And that'll give them a little peace. It's like, okay,
right.
They're not just suing because they want $100,000. Well, yes, we want to sit down with you. Look at this. Go line by line. Do you think that's fair? You know?
Right.
Not you. I mean, you're talking to the company saying this, yeah.
Right. So after I lose my job, where do I go?
You
I'm
may not
at
lose
McDonald's
your job.
Right now.
Huh?
I'm looking at McDonald's right now. I know that when I start
that
fire,
stop it, honey,
I don't want to see that. I can't be there after I do all this. Too much tension.
No, yeah, no. B, you know what? Get your feelers out there now. Start applying.
Okay.
Start applying. But you know what? I don't see you getting fired. Let me tell you a real quick story that I don't know if you know. I retired as a senior aviation controller. The head of the port said something he shouldn't have said as far as about, God, what is it that you have? Civil rights thing. I can't think right now. But anyway, make a long story
mm-hmm.
short, I called him out. And the people at the port, not only my boss and everybody else, said, you know, did I have a death wish? And I said, no, I have a truth wish. And he was wrong. Yeah, that's what it was. The article came out in the newspaper, and I was like, he's blatantly lying. So I called him out. And they all, just like you, they're like, oh, yeah, you got a death wish. You won't be here but a minute. You're gone. You're going to be gone.
Right.
I stayed for 25 years. Hello, somebody. And then I retired. Okay, because I stood up for truth. You're not going to fire me because I'm telling you the truth. You may fire me because
right.
you don't like the way that I'm bringing it out. I'm not your PC. I shoot from the hip, and I tell you right up front, you're wrong, and you know why you're
right.
wrong. So, no, they never fired me, but my director told me to be more PC, you know.
Okay.
Like, yeah, okay.
<That's right.
laughs> So, honeybee, that's what I'm saying. I don't see you getting fired. They might just tell you, well, we'd like for you to be a little bit more diplomatic in your issues and what you're doing. Well, tell them, hey, then sit me down. Let's go over these policies and stuff. Okay? But I don't see you getting fired. Mm-mm. You're standing in truth. And if they don't want to abide by that, you know, what's the reason they can say? Can they give a definitive reason to fire you? No. You spoke up for the injustices that you see within the company.
Right. But that's
right?
when they start bullying me, but I have to manage that a whole different type of way. Once you stand up, you have to be prepared to be blacklisted because they're going to come after you. They won't fire
they will.
You because I have to play you unemployment, but
we'll see
you
how
better
that
try
goes.
And, you better try and sick your angels on them. Oh, God, did I say
okay.
sick? Okay,
yeah.
I'm sorry. That wasn't the correct word.
I don't know what you meant.
Don't nobody have power like God. I don't care who they are, not even Obama. Nobody has power like God. Put God and your angels on these people.
Okay.
I mean it. When you pray, tell them, look, you see what's going on here, God? You know this shit ain't real. Come on,
right.
God. Do something about this. Talk to him, just like he's sitting right there next to you. Yeah, you ain't got
okay.
to go into no benevolent prayer line or anything like that. You talk to God just like he's right there and say, you see this shit? You see what I've been putting up with for a year, God? Take this away from me. I want to work here, but I don't want to deal with that. I want
right.
them to acknowledge. So you tell God, open their eyes and their minds that they're listening. They're not just
okay.
going over their head. They are listening to what you and other people are saying.
Okay.
Yeah, sure. Girls, please, do that. You aren't going nowhere. They're going to keep you there. They're scared. But anyway, yep. God, I'm going to tell you right now, congratulations, and God bless you for standing up for yourself. We need
Thank
more
you so
women
much.
In this world to stand up, you know, on any job.
Thank
I don't
you.
Care what it is, whether it's McDonald's or working at the White House. If they're wrong, they're wrong. And there is
right.
a way to handle the problem. I understand that. But stand up for what you believe to be right. Sometimes we do get knocked down. I'm not going to lie. Even standing up sometime to be right, you get knocked down. But you know what? You can feel good. Your spirit, your mind, your heart will feel good. Like, you know what, God? I stood up for me.
Right.
Yep.
Got it. I appreciate that very much.
You are most welcome, honeybee. Keep me informed, girlfriend.
Yeah, I will.
Okay, and you know where I'll see you over there on Days and Brenda, so.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, you have a wonderful week, and thank you for calling.
You too. Thank
and
you.
And I will hear from you soon, young lady. Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Okay, I can't see your number because it's private. So who's this?
Hi.
Hello. Hi. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Chris.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
Good afternoon. I would like to get a message. What's coming up?
Okay, in what respect, Chris? To what?
Mm-hmm. Love and relationship.
Love relationship? Okay. Are you seeing anybody right now, Chris?
No.
Okay. Well, let's see. There's an older man that's very protective of you. Now, this is not love. It's just he's protective from you like a father, a brother, or an uncle. And he's very protective. He doesn't want anybody to mess over you. So just to let you know that, they came up right away. In fact, it looks like three men. They're very protective of you. You know, do you ever remember the movie Three Men and a Baby? That's where I see these three men are like you. They're very protective of you. Maybe it is a father, an uncle, and a brother. But, yeah. Okay. Let's see, love life. Chris, are you a teacher? Do you work with children?
No.
Okay, I see you in the educational field. Or this man is a teacher. Oh, okay. Okay, he's a teacher. And it looks like he's an elementary school teacher. Yep. I see it now. Okay. Yeah, you're going to meet a man, a school teacher, but you won't meet him until January. And he's been teaching, it looks like, for 10 years. Yeah, he must be a pretty good teacher, but, yeah, for about 10 years. But he's a school teacher. He's about 6'2". He's medium built. And he's really, in fact, let me tell you how you'll know this man. He really speaks up for education. It's very, very important to him. So if you met him and the conversation turned to how the kids are learning and what's going on, this will be that man. I'm not seeing a name, but I'm seeing that he's a school teacher. And he's a good teacher, too. Like I said, he's been teaching for 10 years. But his heart is really helping kids to learn. So, and he's a good communicator. In January, probably maybe the second week of January. I don't see where you two are meeting each other at, though. Do you have kids? No. Chris?
No. Doesn't sound like it's plausible, but. Right.
Oh, the school teacher doesn't? That's what I'm seeing as a school teacher that's coming up in January. Why? Do you have your eyes on somebody? Area code 678, you're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. This is Regina.
Hi, Regina. How are you?
I'm good. I just want to see anything coming up for me in 2015 for a relationship.
Oh, okay. Oh, Regina, you got a guy coming back from the past. Whoa, and this brother's together because he's like, how you like me now? Woo-woo! Suited and booted, okay? Oh, yeah, he has worked his way up the ladder. He's doing very good.
Mm-hmm.
He's from your past 5 years or 10 years back. And you thought that this guy was like a nerd, like, never happened. It's almost like I can see you singing that song, never going to happen, never going to get it, you know?
Right.
Singing the song. But you're going to meet him again. It's either in two places. I see you and him at church, coming out of the sanctuary and you meet, or it's at like a fundraiser or something. Oh, it's like a fundraiser or something in this auditorium. But you couldn't believe it's him. It's like when he entered, he remembers you. You don't remember him, Regina. But he comes up and goes like, hey, I'm just going to throw a name out there because I'm not getting his name right now. But he might say, hey, Regina, do you remember me? I'm John from blah, blah, blah. And you're like, no. And because the way he looks, oh, the man is dressed. I mean, he's professional. He's just everything. You'd be like, I would have remembered you. No, you wouldn't.
Right.
Because when he approached you then, you were like, I don't think so. I don't think so. You're not the one. So that's what I'm saying when I began this. He said, how you like me now? Girl, this man has got it going on. I'm going to tell you, he, like I said, what the angel showed me, he was 5 or 10 years back in your life, but you just like, over your head, I don't care. Don't interest me. When you meet him this time, I'm going to tell you, now I'm not even asking the angels, I'm telling you, go for it. Go for it. This man is, whoa. I'm telling you, he is doing so good in his life. Something in his life changed, and he just turned around and excelled in college, excelled at the job, and he's just doing really good. And he's single. He has no children, believe it or not, at his age. He has no children, but he's single, but whoa. Yeah, so either at church, I almost see you two like you're walking out of a church sanctuary, and the sanctuary's got double doors when you go out of the sanctuary, right? You know, like to
go
out. And both the doors are open, so there's people, you're just kind of going out the door. But he taps you, and he goes, Regina, you remember me? Turn around like, not really. You know, but you're looking at him when he taps you because you're like, oh, my God, you look good. Yeah,
oh
so that's what
God.
I'm saying. That's why it's like, how you like me now? It was Keith, I can't think of that, Toby Keith song, how you like me now? Yeah. So look forward to that because that's going to happen in January. And I'm telling you, girl, go for it because this man, you could have a long-term relationship. That is really possible. And he's, I mean, wow. You'll go a long ways with him. I mean, he's a good man, got a lot going on. Yes.
Right.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm sorry the angels are not showing me his name. I just see him.
Wow.
I just see him. So Well, you prayed for it, so the universe is blessing you with this guy. You asked for this. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you asked, so the universe is giving it to you. I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah, I was just saying, well, if I prayed for it, hey, you know, and that's what I've been doing. I'm working on myself, but I'm ready. I'm ready for love.
Yeah, well, honey, come January, lace up, sister. Lace up, because he's coming. Yep, he's coming. Like I said, either coming out the church sanctuary or either, like I said, at a auditorium. And it's not a concert or nothing. It's just like a meeting or something, you know.
Okay.
But, yeah. But you will know him. Believe me, Regina, when this man taps you, you will know when you turn around. You'll darn near get whiplash. Be like, oh, my God. But like I said, God answers prayers. You put it out there, so, hey, enjoy this man. God bless you both. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, all right, man. Well, thank you, Lennon.
You're most welcome, and have a wonderful holiday, and go on with your bad self, girl. I'm done.
Okay. All right.
Have a good one. Okay, area code, you're listening to Psychic Reading Sunday with Lennis on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is 646-727-2914. The chat room is open, and Miss Nina is your moderator. Okay, next call, area code 805. You're on the line with Lennis. Who's this?
Hi, Lennis. This is Donna. How are you? Happy holidays.
Well, happy holidays to you too, Donna, and thank you for calling.
How
may I help you today, young lady?
I guess it's a relationship show. I wanted to know if someone was coming in for me. I didn't have any luck on the internet, but I wanted to know if, you know, if there's a guy coming in for me.
Okay. First thing up, the angel said, be clear what it is that you want.
Okay.
I don't know, write it down and get your, as Brenda used to say, 5 points is very important to you. So clarity, that's what they're telling me, is clarity for you. Okay, now show me the man. I'm getting, I shouldn't say that, I'm sorry. Why am I getting a guy, he doesn't have any hair on top. But he has hair around, you know how men have hair around the side, the side of their head, you know, but there's nothing on top. Like it looks like they need a toupee or a hair transplant.
No.
Yeah. And he wears glasses. You know what? When you meet this man, run. I'm going to tell you, run, Forrest, run. There's something about him. I really don't like it. He's trying to get into your realm. And I'm not saying it because it's here. I'm just describing this man to you so you'll know him. But just get away. I mean, if he approaches you, do a 180-degree turn and go the other direction because there's something about him that ain't right. I'm just picking up. But he is going to approach you. So just, I hope you're writing this down. Hair around his head, nothing on top. He's medium height, 5'6", 5'7". Okay, but he's creepy. He's creepy, Donna. And I'll tell you another thing they're showing me. He has money. He's rich. So that must be what it is. He thinks that his money will get him a woman. Okay, you know. But it's he's just creepy. So just write that down and remember when you run across and somebody comes up and try to talk to you, be like, oh, no, I already know about you. Lennis told me. I'm gone. Okay. There is a businessman. I see him in a dark blue suit. Looks like maybe white shirt or a pastel shirt, blue tie. He has something to do with like IBM or, yeah, IBM, not Microsoft, something to do with IBM. But he's not an IT tech. He's like almost like he's on the board or... He's a director? Is that what you're showing me? Yeah, he's not a manager. He's above a manager. Okay, I'll say he's a director, but he has something to do with IBM. He works for them. This man you're going to meet either, now this is a time frame you're showing me, between Valentine's Day and the middle of March.
Okay.
Okay, so if it's not right before Valentine's Day or the week of, between the time periods from Valentine to the middle of March that you'll meet him. And you know what is quirky? This tall business guy, you actually meet him at a Starbucks.
Oh,
it
okay.
is. It's kind of quirky. It's like, okay, now I see you too. You're at the counter. He's got his coffee and you've got your counter. You're at the, what's it, the little counter where you can get your straw and if you want to add sugar, what do they call that? Condiments. At the condiments table. And he's to your left. I see you standing at the right. And you're just talking like, oh, hi, how's your day? And he's saying, hi, how are you? You know, you're being very, very nice to each other. That's your opportunity. Get the digits, honey. Talk to the man. Okay? I just gave you the full scenario. They just showed me. So you're going to meet him at Starbucks. So remember the time frame. And when you're at Starbucks, sometime between Valentine's and the middle of March, tall man, and he's suited. And he looks that part. I mean, when you look at him, you'll be like, wow, is he head of a company or a director or owner? Yeah, he looks the part. So, but you're just talking. I see the two of you, you know, you're just being cordial to each other. But, you know, I want you to step up and like, oh, well, like coffee, huh? What kind of coffee did you buy? You know, use your womanly wiles.
Flirt. You know, flirt with them, right?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
You'll call me back and let me know. I know you'll call. I see this so clearly. So, yeah. He's a good guy.
Oh, good. Yeah.
So between now and then, just enjoy yourself. Go out with friends. Even if you have, you know, a couple of male friends or just friends, just enjoy yourself. You know, in other words, you're going to be getting yourself together, preparing yourself for this man that's coming. So when it happens, you're going to be right on point. So enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, you're always so correct. And thank you very much. Have a happy holiday.
And you have a happy holiday as well. Yes, ma'am. Okay, God bless. Okay, next caller is area code 831. 831,
oh,
oops. Is, what?
Dennis. Hi. Oh, hi, I'm
hi,
so
who's
glad.
This is
Karen, Linus.
Oh, Karen,
so
how
glad
are
to get
you?
Hi.
How can I help you today, young lady?
Oh, well, yeah, I've got so much going on. I hear parts of myself and some of your other callers, too much going on, don't even know how to focus, to ask, know what to ask you about, some self-determination and a little bit not enough surrender, and I'm just hearing various aspects.
Well, what's most important? Ask the question that's most important to you right now, at this moment in time.
Thank you. I think the lawyer for my mother's estate.
You want me to the lawyer for your mother? Is he? What do you want to know? Is he a good lawyer? Is he using you or taking you guys' money or what?
Yeah, she's full of fraud, and I mean it's even more depraved than I can almost comprehend.
Oh, you want me to well, now you got me confused. What would you like for me to do, Karen? Do you want me, you already know that she's a fraud, so what do you need is for her to find another lawyer and take the paperwork from her for your mom? Mom's passed, so.
Yeah, she's passed. I can't really do that. It's up to the trustees. That's pretty complicated. Actually, maybe I can ask about this, maybe I can just ask for a clearing or a prayer so I can settle down into myself.
Oh, babe. Oh, you just feeling agitated within your own being? Is that what you're telling me?
There's a lot going on in my life that's very, very, very hurtful. And I'm just,
okay.
You know, I have moments when I'm really clear and out of it and happy, and then I go back into it, and I'm just, you know, trying to see my way through what's my issue, staying out of it, staying in a good vibration and things like that, and wondering.
Right.
It's like I almost can feel myself move to different channels up and down the scale, and some of it's like stingingly painful. Other times I'll just be okay, and I can detach from it and see it for what it is and say it doesn't really have to affect me. And other times it feels like it... the trustees and the attorney there fraud, and they basically, you know, cheated out of me out of almost all my inheritance and sabotaged and vandalized with the property. I mean, it's just like so depraved, it's almost incomprehensible. And other times I can just step away from it. And I had a blowout with this guy last week who was running a private agenda, and by a chance remark, it clicked and everything else. All the dominoes fell down when I heard that chance remark, and I realized that's what the problem was. He was running a secret agenda on me, and when he said something, like he revealed himself, and it was like everything else fit. And I had a blowout with him, and he's out of the picture, but like there was such a blow to my physical being that I had to eat all this super nutritional food. Basically mm-hmm. all week, and I was really enjoying, you know, the season, the festivities of the seasons, and the lights and the air, and the, you know, just everything about, this winter solstice, season that we're on. And then it's like he came by and it was just like blew me out physically, and it's like I lost all my enthusiasm and joy. And I think a flurry of activity in this estate matter came upon me, and I'm just trying to get my joy back. I think I just feel depleted from people.
Okay, well, let me tell you, and I'm sorry to give you a quick answer, but I only got 3 minutes left before I'm off the air. Number one, I want you to take a vinegar bath, Karen. Just soak for 20 okay. minutes. Put about 2 cups of vinegar in a nice warm bath that you can just sit back and just relax. And I want you just to let it go out into the water. To be peaceful as you're sitting here in the tub. Just let it draw that negative energy out of you and replace it with peace. The second thing, Karen, I also want to suggest is that you seek a counselor and get some help to kind of talk about these things so you don't feel so bombarded within your own being. Okay?
Okay.
Karen, yeah.
Excellent.
You know, just a counselor, you, or maybe a psychologist. You know, I'm not saying for you to see a psychiatrist and all that kind of stuff. No, just somebody that you can let go and, you know, tell them what you're going through and how you feel and stuff, and it'll feel good for you. It'll be a relief, almost like a burden off your back. I mean, things are going to go on, and I understand that, but I just want you to feel peace. So, one, the bath, you know, and secondly, at night, sometimes in a safe place, a white candle, put it in a dish, and just light that and ask for just the purity and the light to come to you that you can have peace while you're dealing with these different things. But do check into a counselor, though, as well, okay?
Okay. Thank you, Linda. Thank you,
okay,
dear.
Karen. And I
blessings
will be praying
to you.
For you, too. Oh, thank God bless you, too, but I'll be praying for
God
you.
God bless you. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Bye now.
Okay.
Blessings.
Oh, y'all, I know you're going to be mad with me, and I'm so sorry we've come down to the close of the show. It just goes by too quick, dadgummit. Now, I sound like a little kid, huh? I'm so sorry. It just goes by too quick. But anyway, I want to thank everybody that called in. And I want to thank all the people that are in the chat room with Miss Nina. We do appreciate you. And I also thank the listening audience for listening to the show today. And I also want to thank y'all that completed the challenge of hugging somebody and just letting them know that you care. And this week, try and feel good about each other, okay? Yourself. Put peace within your mind and your heart and your physical being. I want you guys to feel good. I know we're coming into the holidays, and sometimes holidays can be so joyful and so happy, and also at the other end of the spectrum, sometimes it can be very lonely. So I'm just asking you to find peace. Find something that is, whether a child's laugh or looking out at the water or maybe watching the sunrise, that gives you peace. But I want you to find peace this week, and thank you again so much. You know I love you, and Miss Nina loves you too. So So I will look forward to you next Sunday at 3 p.m. on Psychic Reading Sundays with Linus. And tomorrow, hey, tune in on the Essence of Success Network, Walter DuBio Beyond, for Blues Mission. Love it. Thank you, everybody. Love you.